she does, I want to lead us in prayer. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, as Joan reads your words, let us hear you speaking. Let your favor be on her lips as she reads your word to us now. Make your word clear to us and grant us distraction-free hearts and minds. We want to see Jesus and be quick to follow in his way, putting into practice all it means to say Jesus is Lord. Let our lives be filled with joy in hearing your word read for us by Joan. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Our scripture reading this morning is from Numbers 6, 22-27. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, 'The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.' So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Joan. Have you ever had the occasion where you've said something about another person and the words are just out of your mouth, oh, you want to take them right back? You'd love to have that opportunity just to immediately retract those words. You know, Jan has been my gracious counselor through the years when I'm driving and somebody else is driving their vehicle in a foolish kind of way, at least to my understanding. Have you ever had the thing happen to you where you hit that send button a little too quickly? Oop, you'd like to pull that back, but it's out there now. Goodness knows how many people are going to see it and what it said about somebody else. You know, those less than gracious and maybe affirming words, those gossipy words about someone. You know, it's not only politicians who speak and tweet in haste. I do. This is an equal sinner situation here, okay? You do. I think we all do. But there is another way. And that other way is God's way. In Genesis chapter 1, very first chapter of the Bible, God spoke words. And you'll see it again and again. God speaks, "Let there be, let there be, let there be." And the world came into being, fashioned and created by God. And then in verse 28, Genesis chapter 1, after God has created the man and the woman, we read, God blessed them. God blessed them, spoke a blessing over them. And you carry over into the New Testament, Luke chapter 18, people were bringing their babies and bringing their children to Jesus, and we read that Jesus spoke words of blessing over them. And God gives us words with which to bless each other. Ethan, could we have just the scripture lesson? I think it would be helpful just to put that back up on the screen. That would be a gift. Thank you. And these are words that we are called, every one of us is called by God to give to others. These are not just words for the pastor to say. These are not just words for the elders to say, but every one of us is called by God to declare and to pronounce and indeed to proclaim and to speak with love and grace these life-giving words to others. In 1 Peter, the second chapter, verse 9, we're told there that this is not just me, this is Brad and this is Tom and this is Nicole and this is each and every one of you. We are God's priests. In other words, we're the ambassadors of the Lord, and we are called to declare, to speak words of blessing over the lives of people. And what we're given here in Numbers chapter 6, I think is like, it's every building, every deck needs a good support system. It's got to be undergirded. It, it's It's got to have something that holds it in place. It's got to have a structure there. Call it that, or call it like a fountainhead that the water of life comes out of. I believe that Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 is that following. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So whether it's behind the steering wheel, I need to learn that, whether it's in an email or in a face-to-face conversation, whether it's in a family get-together, in a business meeting, even in a church meeting, behind every word that we speak, every word that we write, this structure, this support, this foundation needs to be in place. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Now, when we say that, you know, what is it exactly that we're saying? The Lord bless you and keep you. God wants us to speak his blessing, the blessing of God on other people's lives, to keep them. In other words, to protect them and to provide for them and to prosper them in their lives, whatever it may be, to protect, to provide, and to prosper. The Lord make his face shine on you. We're to speak the blessing of God's presence. Think of the radiance, the brilliance of the glory of God, the light of God, that would be in front and it would be behind and it would surround and it would cover this other person. The Lord be gracious to you. Here we get to speak out in someone else's life what I think is the very heart of God, what is the heartbeat of God, that God's love and God's goodness and God's favor and God's mercy and God's grace would be released upon, poured into the life of the other person. There's an old song, Showers of Blessing. Who knows that song? Ever sung that? Showers of... Well, think of it like that. You can look that up in one of those ancient hymnals, okay? But that's what we're asking for there. The Lord turn his face toward you. We're to speak the blessing of God, the strength of God, the help of God. Think of God as the stronghold and the protector and the defender. Think of God as the one who's going to support that person and lift that person up in the time of challenge and trouble and difficulty. Think of God as the one who's tender-hearted and compassionate, the friend you need in your life at that moment in time. The Lord give you peace. Well, here we're speaking the health and the well-being, the wellness of life of God into the lives of other people. And here, this is really at its root, it's spiritual health and well-being. It's the well-being that's found deep within, that rises up from one's spirit. It's this inner centeredness and harmony, you know, this inside, everything just fitting together the way it was created and designed to fit together, the way that it should come together. And in the relationship that person has with God, in their relationships with other people, in their relationship with God's creation, the Lord give you peace. So here's the blessing again. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Now, I was going to say this is practice time, but this isn't practice time. This is real time right now. Matt, Jess, Lewis, just stand and look at everybody. Stand up and turn around and look. Okay. Now, friends, the words are up on the screen for you there. You see where it starts? Okay. This is not practice time. This is real time. Okay. Say these words with me. This blessing to this family right here. Will you? Join me. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. All right, we're in real time still. Everybody stand up. All right. Now the words are up on the screen, front or back. Just turn and look at someone and say it to them. Right now, come on. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. Turn and look and offer it to each other. Try it now. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. You can be seated. Thank you. So here it is, friends. We're to let this blessing, and understand it, I'm not the one calling you to give this blessing to others. This is the call of God upon your life. It's one of those first priority callings that you have from the Lord. And under every word that you speak in your life, and under every word that you write, under every thought that you have, this is to be the support structure. This is to be the foundation underneath. You may not say these words out loud, but this blessing is behind everything that we're to speak, that we're to write, and that we're to think as regards other people. Right at the end here, it has this, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And then it says this. So they will put my name on the Israelites. This is God speaking. So they, the priests, that's you, that's me. They will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. Understand, we don't have the power. We don't have the ability. We don't have the competence. We don't have the capacity to turn this blessing into reality for someone. It's not by our might, not by our power, but it's by the Spirit of God. And God is the one who does this. God wants us to speak the blessing. God wants us to put his name, his blessing on other people. Are you with me? See what it says up there on the screen? Put my name on people. Speak my blessing to people. You speak my blessing, and what's God's part of it? I will bless them. So, I'm not asking you to leave here and go and affect blessing in people's lives. That's what God does. But I know what I'm called to do. I know what you're called to do. I know what we're called to do, and that's what I'm giving you the encouragement to do. Go and speak blessing. Speak the words of life. Then let God do his thing. All right? You with me? Are you awake? The Lord bless you and keep you awake. Oh, come on. It's a Presbyterian church, but you can still say amen. All right. Okay. All right. Praise team, come on up. Let's pray together. What a wonderful God and Father you are to us. Jesus, we thank you for your presence. You are Lord and Spirit of the living God. Thank you for the power that can take our simple and very weak commitments and make something beautiful and wonderful and real of them. And that's our prayer this morning. Through us, as we speak your blessing, cause beautiful, wonderful, real, life-giving stuff to happen in the lives of family and of friend and of stranger. We pray this with confidence in your strength and your power. In Jesus' name, amen.